is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, Janet, how can we help you, madam?
I need to find out why this guy's not getting back to me.
Okay. Tell us.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Give us a little, some details. How many times have you gone out? What happened? What'd you do to piss him off? Et cetera.
If anything, I did the opposite of piss him off. Like, he had drinks and we had a great time. I felt like our conversation was really good. We ended up, you know, back at my place.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed over. Only when I got up in the morning, he was gone. And he didn't, you know, leave me a note. He didn't text me. He did nothing. He was just gone.
He didn't tell you he had to get up early for, like, you know, church or
a meeting, a
squash game.
Go back home to his wife.
Well, that's why I need your help. I don't know what's going on. Like, I need to know all this stuff, you know, because I thought we had a great time. I thought it was a great foundation for more fun stuff, you know?
More shenanigans.
You sound like
a damn good date. A lot of people are like, you know, I thought it was a foundation for possible marriage and children. And you're like, listen, we had a damn good, fun first date. I wanted to do that nonsense again.
I totally do.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to call him up and we're going to try and help you out. It's second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Janet. It's fun because a lot of times for the second date, what we do is we'll talk to somebody who, like, thinks they found their soulmate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Janet's not really, she's a little more on the fun side. She's like, hey, listen, I like to party. This dude, Jimmy, who I met online, he likes to party. We went out and we partied. It ended at my place. We did the horizontal naked mambo. And the next morning, he was gone the next morning.
Gone.
So, and she wants to keep it going. She's like, I'm not looking for a boyfriend right here. I just want another fun-ass date. So we got to get you one of those. We're going to try our best. Stay quiet. We're going to try and call him now, okay?
Hello?
I'm sorry. Is this Jimmy?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like we just woke you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And if you just give us a couple of minutes, I can explain why we're calling. It's all good. It's actually a fantastic reason why we're calling you.
All right.
So, we have an opportunity for you to go out with this girl who called us up about you. We got a phone call. The reason we have your number is we got a phone call from a girl who wants to get in contact with you and take you out and show you a great time on a date. So,
oh, okay.
All right? So
Wait, for free?
Hell yeah. We'll pay for the whole thing. That's why we're calling you.
Yeah, we wouldn't ask you, like, right, hey, here's this gift. You pay for it.
Yeah. No. We're talking like you name whenever you're free, the date, the place, what you want to do. We will set up the whole thing. We'll even provide the damn girl for you. I mean, it's basically like just you saying yes to a date that we're setting up for you.
Who is it, though?
Oh, my God, dude, that's the best part. It's Janet.
Oh. I...
The Janet was... Okay, well, just to make sure, she told us that you guys went out already once.
Yeah.
And the night ended with you at her house.
Yeah, it did.
And you spent most of the night there. she said you were gone in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. I was gone in the morning.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah, we need answers here.
That's the Janet. Like, is it still bad news? What's the deal?
I mean, how much do you guys know?
How much do we know?
Date was a good date, right? Don't we know that?
Yeah. According to her, she said you both like to have fun and party, and that's what she wants to do again. Like, we're not calling you because this lady wants to marry you. She's just like, hey, listen, we had a kick-ass date.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got along. We had a good time, but, you know, we went back and we hooked up, and she was kind of down on me.
She was down on you? Oh, she was going down on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't even know what we ate the night we were together, but it was bad, man. My stomach was on fire.
Yeah?
So, she's down there, and
I just rip ass. It was bad.
Ew, dude. Okay. That is so nasty, by the way. That's disgusting.
Wait, she was going down on you and you ripped ass?
Right, but the thing is that she just kept going. It's just, it weirds me out that she could take that, you know? I mean, this, I can't have her be the mother of my kids, you know, when she's eating farts.
Oh my God! Are you sweet? Really?
Okay. Oh yeah. I forgot, Jimmy. I'm sorry. Janet's on the phone right now. She heard what you said.
She's a champ.
No.
Because of that, she doesn't want to see me anymore.
Hi, Jimmy. Look, it was just the fact that it was so nasty. I actually thought I shit on your face at one point.
This is so disgusting. So dude, this is so nasty. I can't.
I still... Listen, I don't know. Maybe I'm not getting the whole story, but I clearly don't understand why Jimmy doesn't want this next date.
So it would have been better if I was like all grossed out and like kicked him out of my apartment.
That's a good point.
Yeah, is that what you wanted, Jimmy? You wanted her to be like, ooh?
Well, no. Like I said, she's cool and everything, but you see, you can't understand until you fart in a girl's face and she just wafts it up. It just gets gross really quick.
Jimmy, would you like, again, this isn't a marriage thing. We're not asking you guys to go down the altar and say I do. We're asking for another fun date with a girl who already sniffed up one of your farts in the middle of sex. God.
I can't get what happened out of my mind. I just can't.
Wow.
And you know what, guys? I'm withdrawing the offer anyway, so it's all good.
Janet, you will find a million guys that would
be willing to.
Right.
Would
love. Some do it for fun.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Poor Janet. Anyway, tomorrow on your second date update, you go on a date, you get a free meal from a restaurant, okay? A free meal from a restaurant. How is that a reason not to call someone back for a second date? You're going to find out at 8:10 mañana right here with the Get Up Crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. Hot 96.9, baby.